Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, under pressure from the international community, agreed this week to the creation of the new position of Prime Minister of the Palestinian Authority and ceded some of his powers to the new post. Some analysts believe the move is evidence of a significant change in Mr. Arafat's status as the undisputed Palestinian leader. The co-author of an authoritative biography of Mr. Arafat says it may soon be time to write the final chapter in the political career of the 73-year-old Palestinian president. The writer Tony Walker says that although Mr. Arafat has survived many predictions of his political demise during his 35 years as Palestinian leader, he is now not likely to stay in power much longer.
I can't believe there'll be many more last acts for Mr. Arafat. He's already had more last acts than probably any other world leader. So yes, indeed, I do feel that I am writing the last version, and in some respects, I guess politically anyway, I feel I'm writing his epitaph.
The first sign of trouble for Mr. Arafat came in December 2001 when the Israeli government banned all direct contact with him. 6 months later, President Bush called for Mr. Arafat to be replaced. The president said the Palestinian people should look to new leadership not tainted by terrorism. For a time afterwards, Mr. Arafat relied on support from European nations, but even that appears to have waned. European diplomats were credited with being instrumental in finally convincing Mr. Arafat to share power with a prime minister. That prime minister will be Mahmoud Abbas, Mr. Arafat's longtime deputy in the Palestine Liberation Organization. Mr. Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, is seen as a moderate, and analysts say he could be a person Israel and the United States can deal with if Mr. Arafat is willing to remain in the background. But Israeli journalist Danny Rubenstein says Mr. Arafat will not be sidelined easily. Mr. Rubenstein has written about the Palestinian leader for most of his career and wrote a book called The Mystery of Arafat. Mr. Rubenstein says the Palestinian leader is closely identified with his people's struggle for independence, and that makes it impossible to write him off just yet.
They call him a symbol. That's his nickname, the symbol, our symbol. Not only our leader, but our leader and our symbol. In Arabic, it's the Ramz of the people, which means he is the representative of not only the people, but let's say the history, the tragedy of Palestinian people, the suffering.
But while Mr. Arafat may wish to use his reputation to protect his political position, some observers say he cannot indefinitely ignore the calls for him to allow someone else to take over the leadership. Among them is Saeed Abu Rish, the first Palestinian to write a critical biography of Mr. Arafat. The book is called Arafat, From Defender to Dictator.
Well, I think it is time that the last chapter of Yasser Arafat be written, because I see no circumstances in which Yasser Arafat is going to survive his present predicament the way he used to do in the past. The simple fact now is Yasser Arafat is confronted by a situation where he cannot deal with the United States. The Israelis are not enamored with him. That is also a subtraction from Arafat's position.
Mr. Arafat remains immensely popular among the Palestinian people, but Mr. Abu Rish says even that is beginning to change.
The Palestinian people no longer trust Yasser Arafat in terms of representing them in international forum because his past presentation has not produced anything.
Some observers believe that the critical turning point for Mr. Arafat came at the Camp David Peace Summit in July 2000 when he turned down an offer from Israel to establish a Palestinian state. Several months later, Palestinian militants launched a series of attacks against Israel, and Israel responded with attacks of its own, as well as the reoccupation of some areas that had been given to the Palestinian Authority. The fighting, which continues, has left more than 2,000 people dead and thousands more wounded. During the same period, there have been no peace talks, and the Palestinians have made no political or territorial gains. Some observers say the appointment of a Palestinian prime minister could help break the deadlock and could also mean a new and unaccustomed secondary role for Yasser Arafat. Ross Dunn for VOA News, Jerusalem.